This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Republican Representative Lauren Boebert has narrowly won her bid for re-election. Democratic challenger Adam Frisch conceded in a phone call to the Republican incumbent this morning. Boebert declared victory in a video posted to Twitter last night.
Come January, you can be certain of two things. I will be sworn in for my second term as your congresswoman, and Republicans can finally turn Pelosi's house back into the people's house.
The race is still within 600 votes, meaning there will likely be an automatic recount, but neither candidate expects the results to change. Frisch has already filed paperwork to run against Boebert again in 2024. Families with four-year-olds may be eligible for 15 hours of free preschool next year under rules recommended by a state advisory committee. The boost to 15 hours from 10 hours is expected to help working families more. The state's Don O'Dean says families already in preschool won't lose their slots when enrollment opens in January.
Continuity of care and siblings should be weighted in the application process and will be.
Children who are from lower-income families or of disabilities could be eligible for up to 30 hours a week. Public comment on the eligibility rules takes place Monday. Today is the deadline for artists to submit designs for a special section of a mural along the Arkansas River levee in Pueblo. Submissions must thematically represent the counties and territories Pueblo has been part of over the past 200 years. City Council will choose the top five designs, and the community as a whole will help select the final design. In Pueblo, it's 20 degrees with scattered snow showers. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 306.